This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Hello, just myself and Ash with you today.
Yeah,
look, I don't know. It's a funny one, isn't it? Because we obviously woke up this morning. I actually momentarily forgot. And as the last thing I did last night was obviously stalk Twitter and Sky News and CNN and everything. And then I slept. And then I woke up and I was running around getting ready to come to work. And I got into the car and I was like, oh my God, crap. Went straight over to News Talk and like that hope was in my belly.
Yeah.
Of like, imagine if it happens. Imagine if you know. It's, we're talking, of course, about the US election, Kamala Harris versus Donald Trump. And I got into, and as soon as I turned to News Talk, my heart just sank.
I know.
Are you serious?
And even like at 6 a.m., I couldn't believe that there was actually like...
There was no questions.
Yeah,
about
it was, or it was like leaning. Like people were saying like he's like on the way. Like crazy. I remember back in 2016 when he won the first time. It was so awful. I had a dream that I woke up and checked my phone and saw Hillary was storming it. And then I went back asleep. Mm. But all of this was a dream. So then when I woke up the next morning and I saw he was winning, I was like, wait, what? But in the middle of the night, she was winning. And obviously that was a dream. Oh, so awful.
I know this is a really bad comparison. Maybe considered, I don't know, it's kind of reminding me of it though. I mentioned it in the show today. I'm rewatching The Crown at the moment. And there's an episode I'm in. I'd say we're probably in the 1960s maybe at this stage, and they're talking about how modern the world is now, and you know, in that
in
era,
in the 60s,
and it's based in the 60s, and I'm looking at it going, oh my God, it's also backwards, and there's so much dinosaurs and stuff.
Hello and welcome to backwards.
And you know what you think is, like, you think that we and every generation feels that they are the ones that are going to figure this out and make things right, and you know, the world grows and things change and there's new norms and there's ways to treat people and stuff. And then you look at what's going on now and you just think, oh my God, imagine people like our kids or our grandkids watching back at 2024 going, what the hell?
I know. And it feels like
all?
We're going backwards, like
it
not forwards. Like, remember Obama? Ah, lovely Obama. What the hell happened? Anyway, look, I'm aware that this is like political talk that we don't normally do.
It's, you know what?
And that people have different views, but this is our podcast. We're really upset and annoyed.
We are upset, yeah.
So, look.
And I think as well, it's not even like, okay, you can take politics out of it and just go, how do you feel today? And I think people just feel a little bit nervous again. Do you know what I mean? It's just, it's not a nice position to be in this morning. So,
but anyway, I'm sure it was all legitimate and all the rest. Mm-hmm. But look, that is the way it went.
This is your opportunity to forget about it all.
And we actually don't really talk about it in the show. So
No.
You will have the switch off that you probably are looking for.
Absolutely.
Next.
Get up.
Good morning. Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley in the morning.
Hi.
Oh, I'm going to say morning. I'm not going to say good morning.
I'm just going to say morning as well.
I'm just going to say morning. And I think that'll reflect the mood of many today. But how and ever.
Yeah. And I think it'll reflect the mood of anyone I've met so far this morning. And I've met a few people. And
it's
very much just a head down and morning.
Yeah. Anyway, do you know what? I'll actually tell you a nice heartwarming story.
I'd like that.
To kick off the show.
That's the perfect way to start this morning, I agree. Something heartwarming.
Yesterday, I was in Boots and I was picking up a few bits. And I was getting shampoo. So I was in the shampoo section.
Oh, finally. You've given in to buying shampoo. Weren't you waiting for ages for the Beyonce shampoo to arrive? Didn't come.
I don't love it.
Really?
I got the Beyonce shampoo. It was very expensive. And I'm not sure about it.
Right.
Do you know what? And it's more that I also, at the same time, because it was expensive, I don't want to use it for every hair wash. So I said I'd buy, like, you know, like
a
shop shampoo. So I bought an Aussie shampoo yesterday. And there was two kind of young lads in the shampoo section. And they're probably like, I don't know, like 19 or 20 or something. And it was so cute. One of them was like saying to his friend, he was like, it's just the frizz I have a problem with. It's just the frizz.
Stop.
And the friend was like, no, that's fine. He's like, this is the one you need. This is the bottle. And he picks up a bottle and then he goes, and then you just need a bit of oil and that'll tame it all down.
Ah, bless them.
And I was like, more of men choosing shampoo together.
Absolutely.
Please. I want to witness these moments.
Age group, question mark?
Oh, like, probably like 19, 20.
Awesome.
I know. That was lovely.
Oh, did you get involved? You see, I would have had to get myself involved there.
I just kind of looked over and gave him a little smile, and he had lovely hair.
Gorgeous.
A big mop of hair.
Yeah.
So he did.
Yeah,
lovely dark hair.
And you know what the friend said, right? Bit of oil through that, and there's not a bother on him.
And I say to that man, if he's listening, you didn't have frizz, love. You were lovely. Bless them.
And listen, that's the bit of energy we need.
Heartwarming.
Today. Thanks, Ash.
Spins fully charged with now.
Obviously, I was away there the last 2 weeks. And if you weren't with us yesterday after 8, we had such a laugh chatting about this. So we're going to get back to some of the messages we didn't get to yesterday. I told you that we had a bit of an issue while we were over in Mexico with the language barrier, because neither Alex nor I spoke Spanish. And there wasn't the best English in some of the places that we went to over in Mexico. So there was a bit of Google Translate going on, and you feel so useless.
I know, yeah. And you want to have the respect to have the language of the local
Absolutely.
People, but at the same time, you can't do that for everywhere
and
you go.
And isn't Spanish like the second most spoken language in the world,
world,
if not the most?
Yeah.
So we felt like big dum-dums anyway. And we went to this restaurant and we ordered guacamole and tortilla chips. We felt like that was a pretty safe bet.
Yeah.
And as the waiter kind of walked away, he asked us a question, blah, 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 saltamontes. We just said, hadn't a clue what he said, and what was produced was guacamole covered in fried grasshoppers, which is a delicacy over there. We tried to get through the grasshoppers. We got through all of our chips and left a big pile of them with some guac, and the fella came over and asked us something again in Spanish, and we said,
assumed it was, do we take the plates? Are we done here?
We said, see. Mm-hmm. And he came back with even more tortilla chips for us to continue the grasshopper portion that we had. There's a picture of it over on our Instagram story at OfficialSpin1038 if you want to see. But yesterday on the show, we were asking you to tell us about a time when you might have struggled with a language barrier. And some of the stories we got in were so funny. We got so many that we had to come back to them.
Yeah, Michael was on overnight.
When I was younger, about 9 or 10, I went to Spain with my mum and my brothers and sisters. And there was a Spanish family around the pool who had a daughter the same age as me, and we started playing and everything, and she walked off with her family. I started calling her, saying, "What's your name?" And she turned around and was going louder, and I was going, "What's your name?" And she was turning around saying louder, and I kept on shouting, "What's your name?" getting louder and louder, and it wasn't until my mum came over and said, "No, her name is Louder," and I was like, "Oh," and never spoke to her for the rest of the holiday.
She's like, why is he shouting at me? That's so funny.
And Anita was on as well.
I'm originally from Poland, but I'm living in Ireland over 20 years. But still, when I'm going to the drapery store, especially to Homer's section, I'm still so stressed asking for the two things, because I always have a problem with pronunciation. And sometimes I'm like, can I have the fitted sheets? And people don't know what am I asking for. Or the beach towels, because the way I say this sounds completely different way.
The beach towels. The towels for little bitches. We got a message in as well. I was cycling in Germany with my daughter a few years ago, and we stopped to ask a man for directions. I was speaking in broken English to sound German, and he, as a German, was also speaking broken English. We spoke for at least 2 minutes in this broken English until at the end I said thanks in an Irish accent, and he says, "Ah, Jesus, are you Irish too?"
Jim was on.
I was in Spain before and have a little bit of Spanish and thought I'd try and impress the people I was with. And the restaurant was famous for its rabbit, so I ordered tienes cornio, which I thought was I would like some rabbit, but I knew by the reaction on the waitress' face that that wasn't what I said. She went very red, and then an angry manager came over and explained that I didn't ask for the rabbit. What I said was I would like, don't know how to say this nicely, but Cardi B's song WAP. So didn't go down too well.
Some things are way too close. That, like, when they made the languages, they needed to not make certain things that close. Oh my god.
Jake Jago is on this morning. Jago, come here. When has something been lost in translation for you?
Oh yeah, just a girl we used to work with, and she used to keep on saying, "I'm going to the shop like I'm going to Tanks Pennies," and we just didn't know why she was calling it Tanks Pennies. So yeah, she'd be saying like, "I'm going up to get something in Tanks Pennies." So it turns out that, you know the way if you had a top on you and someone say, "Oh, I like your top," they'd say, "Oh, Tanks Pennies." She thought that the name of the shop was Tanks Pennies.
Oh my God, where is she from?
I think she was Brazilian.
Okay, oh, that Brazilian, is so yeah. funny.
That is excellent.
She used to say before we go out for a drink, she'd say, "We're going in for turkey tails." And we'd be like, "Turkey tails? What are you talking about, turkey tails?" But she was talking about cocktails.
Oh my God, like a cock.
You know, like as a chicken, like yeah. as a rooster or something. She was calling them cocktails, but she was calling them turkey tails. Yeah. We're going out for turkey tails. My head used to be fried. Like, what is she talking about?
Yeah. Oh, anyway. That's hilarious.
What a legend.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Months ago now, since we all were reliving kind of the golden days of Oasis when they announced that they were going to finally reunite, I remember wondering if that would ever happen in my lifetime. And
I know.
Did. But the news over the last couple of days is that they will not be getting a penny for their tour until they perform, because there's so many fears that they're going to pull out, have
no
a big row.
Way.
When you think back to when they broke up, it was a furious bust up between the pair of them before they went on stage at a gig in Paris back in 2009. Huge money on the line here, not just for them, of course, but for crews, for like local economies, etc. They're looking at £3 million a piece for each gig.
In the upcoming tour. And can I ask you about that 2009?
Yeah.
Did they fully have like a fist fight?
I have a furious bust up. I don't know if it was physical or not.
Okay. I'm going to say that sounds physical, but look, I don't want to spread rumours from 2009. And so was that tour cancelled then?
That was the end of it then, back then. They split up as a band back then in 2009. So there's a huge money. As I said, if you're looking at it, 99 million each, because there's 33 gigs booked in as it stands. Wow. Before
and
maybe.
They haven't got anything yet.
Nothing yet. No.
Brilliant.
They're only going to get it after. A source saying it's simple and hopefully an effective way to make sure they can tolerate each other for the length of the shows. But I was having a look online at gigs that were potentially due to go ahead, or the bizarre reasons that gigs and tours were cancelled.
Okay.
You might not remember this, and I certainly don't, but my God, would I have been there with bells on if this was officially announced back then, that is. Kanye West and Lady Gaga were due to tour together in 2009.
Oh my God, that's sort of random, isn't it?
The whole idea was doing it together with no opening act, the reason given that they were going to merge hip-hop and pop, two of the massive genres in 2009.
Cool.
When you think of what Gaga was doing then, when you think of what Kanye was doing then as well.
Before, yeah, like, both of them were kind of at their peak, weren't they?
They were. There was a lot of gold digger going on, and there was a lot of bad romance
poker
going
face
on.
Going on,
yes,
yeah.
Totally. That never went ahead. No official reason was given, but Gaga saying we mutually decided to cancel the tour, and she said that her upcoming Monster Ball 2 weeks later was going ahead, but he just decided he wasn't having it.
Wow.
I love this story. And I can't believe I didn't know about this story until this morning. It's around Kings of Leon. They were beginning their show in St. Louis, right, mm-hmm. in the States, back in July of 2010. This was night number one of the tour, ready to go. Again,
ready to
big
rock.
Era for Kings of Leon,
yeah.
Around that time as well. And what had happened was there was a pigeon infestation.
Stop. In the arena?
In the arena. And unfortunately, above their heads on stage. So essentially, they were pooed on so excessively during their first few opening songs that they said, "You may enjoy being sh on, but we don't."
Oh my God!
So I'm really sorry for all who travel miles. And they just
were done
off stage.
Oh my God, how did we miss that?
Apparently, Jared got some in his mouth.
Oh,
they were just fun. Like, now we're done. I think they would have sorted that out before they went on stage. Iggy Azalea, one of my favourite reasons for cancelling not just a show, but an entire jaunt. She said, bearing in mind that she was touring her own music, her reason was, "I really want to stop singing the same songs."
Oh, brilliant. I'm bored. I'd say a lot of people would feel like that.
And you know what? I actually kind of respect it. Sometimes
yeah.
you look at these people like Ed Sheeran, the tour going on for 4 years, you're going, you must be just
he's still
so
doing bloody A-Team.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. She apologised to fans on social media, and she gave an interview later saying, "I just feel like I'm at the end of an era now. To go on tour in late September and to stay in that mindset of what I'd envisioned for the tour, I feel like it would just stifle me.
I'm done."
But to just bail on your own music, I think. Actually, do you know what? Respect to you. Go off and work on something else.
Yeah, maybe not great PR.
No.
And not for the fans who haven't seen those songs performed live by you yet. You kind of need to bring the energy.
Every time I see her perform Fancy now, I'm going to be like, her heart's not in it. She hates this. Something that keeps popping up on my Netflix at the moment is this new documentary, Sweet Bobby, My Catfish Nightmare. Mm. Have you seen that?
I haven't seen it, but you recommended the podcast version of that to me about a year ago and I consumed it so quickly.
Yeah, so you might have watched it on Netflix already, but you also might know the podcast. The podcast was just called Sweet Bobby and it was probably one of the most bingeable podcast series I've ever listened to.
I couldn't. The amount of steps I did that time, because I find it hard to just sit still and listen to a podcast. So I just keep walking
the roads. Like, get me out of the house.
Yeah, totally, yeah.
It's brilliant. I really recommend listening to it. But
terrifying.
Yeah.
But brilliant. And the production on it's like so captivating
so
as well.
So good.
Yeah.
So it's basically like probably the most like scandalous catfishing story I've ever heard, okay? And so they made a Netflix documentary out of it and I'd say it'll be probably really good. And I was telling my boyfriend Alex this. I was like, oh, do you remember that podcast I told you about, the catfishing one, Sweet Bobby? It's on Netflix now. And he goes, what? And I was like, yeah, they made like a Netflix documentary about it. He goes, no way. He goes, like Netflix Ireland? And I was like, no, like all of Netflix, I presume. Like, not just Netflix Ireland or whatever. He's like, so have they outed the person? And I was like, well, yeah, like, the person was outed, like, in the podcast.
The podcast.
Yeah, yeah, like, everybody knows. What? And he was like, so they have pictures and all? And I was like, yeah, like, I'm pretty sure I've seen pictures of the person.
I Googled the picture immediately.
Yeah. He goes, oh, my God. And he goes, they did well to leave 2FM, so... He thought it was the feckin' Two Johnnies GAA Catfish podcast.
No way!
On Netflix!
Stop it. Oh my God!
Funny! Also, though, if the GAA Catfish made a Netflix series, I'd be all over that.
I'd be hooked on that.
How funny is that?
That's so good. You're listening to Spin.
Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down.
I think we all need a bit of cheering up, don't we?
We do, yeah.
Lord above.
Stay off your phone, I'd say. Yeah.
Use your brain for something constructive and play along today with Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down. We play it every Wednesday, but Dave has gone off on his holidays but kindly left us around to play with. Isn't he very good?
He is very good. Donal is standing by. How are you? Hello.
Good. Yourself?
Yeah, not too bad, thanks. You're on your way to, on your way to work, I'm going to guess?
On my way to work, yeah.
Okay, very good. Classic. What do you do, Donal?
I'm an engineer, site engineer.
Nice.
In City West here, so.
Very good.
Just on the way.
What's the big project at the moment?
Oh, it's a secret. It's a data center. Don't tell anyone.
Oh.
Well, you just told us exactly stuff. That's all I needed to know.
Donal, welcome to Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down. Are you familiar with the game?
I am indeed, yeah. Listen to it every Wednesday.
Yeah, it's good crack, isn't it? It's the game, basically, where you say, if you say the same thing that Dave has written down, then you lose, you get nothing. Good day, sir.
Donal, you know how it goes. You play every week. How do you get on when you play?
Pretty good, yeah.
Yeah?
Pretty
okay. Good, yeah. You're feeling confident. So you know what to do. You got to say something in the category, but not the thing that Dave has written down. So if he asks you something like name a town in County Kildare, and you say Nace, and Dave says Nace, you're out. You know the score. One IMC Cinema Pass for every correct answer, but you'll lose them all if you lose a round. Is that all right?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay,
yeah.
Listen, these are even, like I am. Dave has left these in advance for us. So let's get cracking on question number one.
Question one. Name any letter of the alphabet.
F.
I have written down A.
Oh! Imagine, Donal, you'd be sick, wouldn't you? All right, Donal, you have one IMC Cinema Pass in the bag. Do you want to risk it all and play for two?
I'll risk it all.
Of course you do.
Come on, all right, here we go.
Question two. Name any pizza topping.
Cheese.
I have written down pineapple.
That was clever. Because it is a topping.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Technically speaking. All right, two in the bag now, Donald. Are you going to play on or are you going to go home?
Oh, we're going to play on.
But if he could go home back to bed, I'm sure he would.
Sorry.
Oh, right.
Maybe home isn't an option.
All right, here we go.
Question three. Name a social media.
Bebo.
My man, Donal.
I have written down LinkedIn.
Hey!
Very good, Donal. All right, you're up to three. Do you want to play for four?
Play, keep going, yeah.
I think this is a man who's going all the way.
Here we go.
Question four. Name any character in Father Ted.
Father Jack.
I have written down Father Jack.
No! You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Donal.
Man, I'm so sorry. Thanks so much for giving it a crack this morning.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, Donal. Bye.
It's a cruel world, this game.
Heartbreak cruel, Hotel. Cruel
yeah.
Will we try number five, just for the two of you in the room?
Oh, I'd love to.
Let's see. We can't let number five go to waste.
No, not
we?
At all.
All right, Ash, have a crack at this.
Question five. Name a traffic light colour.
Green.
I have written down... red.
Hey.
Nice.
Dave was racking his brains in the office yesterday. He was like, Callum, give me a three option kind of question. And I was like, one, two, or three. And he was like, no, that's...
And that's why it's don't say the same thing that yeah. Dave has written down.
Ready to go. It's showtime. Bloody charge to Emma, Dave, and Ashley. Are you guys ready to turn this up?
Check.
Let's go. Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Hi there. What's the core story?
Hi, guys. How are we all?
Asher.
Hope you're okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's all we'll say.
Hope you're okay. Big job for me today. I am such a divil, and I feel like since I started going out with Jack, my boyfriend, I've been kind of called out for things that are not like mean or anything, but I'm realizing, oh, you're so right, why do I do that? So for example,
a relationship is a great way to find out your flaws.
Absolutely. So for example, he'll say something really simple like, but why do you keep doing your washing when you don't put any of it away?
As in just like, adding more to the pile.
Yeah. Whereas, you know, it's like a game of dominoes in my tiny, not dominoes, Jenga, when I'm trying to find space. But he's like, but why do you continue to do it when you don't put any of it away? You'd be like, oh. Yeah, that's a good point.
That's funny. Yeah, no, one of the first arguments that Alex and I had when we moved in together was about washing.
Was it?
Yeah.
What was it?
And it was just constant, consistent. Because he'd be like, he actually does most of the washing. It's great.
Right, okay.
But I would never be able to put it away in the time that he had allotted.
That's the thing. I need a couple of days to get my head around.
Yeah. I need it to be bone dry and some.
Oh, 100%.
I need it to have creases down the middle from hanging on the clothes horse for 4.5 days.
Exactly. 4.5 days, I think, at a minimum.
Yeah.
The clothes horse.
I'm like, oh, but you know, if it's even the tiniest bit damp, that'll cause an awful smell in the drawers.
It will, of course, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That'd be terrible.
And then I kind of like looking at the pile for a day or two. Well, you do eventually fold it. And then you're like, you know what, sorting those socks, maybe tomorrow.
And listen, you've gone to so much work to put it on the horse. It can stay there for a few days.
What a crying shame to just put it on the horse if you do happen to have the heating on and then it's just folded.
Look at us with two men who are laundry kings.
More domesticated.
Yeah.
So today in the boot of my car is more washing, and finally, I was jiggling and jangling all the way to work this morning because today is the bottle bank day.
Oh.
Yeah. It was kind of like...
You show him.
Was there kind of... Do you ever kind of just go to the bottle bank? I was like, get out of my house.
Leave me alone. Music
Spins Fully Charged with Now.
Have I got news for you? I'm having an incredibly musical-y week this week.
Okay.
I was in the Borgosh last night at Hamilton. Unbelievable. On Friday evening, I have choir rehearsals. On Sunday afternoon, I have musical rehearsals. But most importantly...
The boom is back fresh.
It really is. On Friday night, after choir, I'm heading to a musical rave.
Oh.
And well, I want you to come with me, Emma Nolan.
Excuse me?
Because you love a dance, you love a rave, and I think this is the night for you.
I think they're just two words that don't necessarily go hand in hand. Rave one thing, musicals completely, two worlds colliding.
I am so excited for this. So it's being run by the musical society that I'm in, On Tracked, and it's basically a club night where they only play musical songs.
But how are they going to do that?
It's a closed venue. So they've booked out a venue.
No way.
The Bernard Shaw. Listen to this. It starts at 11 p.m.
What?
It's a late one, lads.
What?
Till 2:30.
What?
Musical songs at 2 in the morning.
But I'm sorry, I just don't understand. How are they going to? They're obviously remixing these songs, then, aren't they?
I don't don't think so. I think you're just playing them out straight.
Well, that's not a rave then.
Oh, but it is.
Oh.
Oh, but it is when you're a musical fan.
Right.
This is going to be absolutely epic, okay? And
do you know what a rave is?
I think so. But in the next 3 to 4 minutes, I think I'm going to convince you to come to this musical rave with me. Oh. When I play you some of the songs that I reckon are going to be on the playlist, you're not going to be able to resist.
Right.
Okay? So first up, I'm going to take it back all the way to 1950 with the musical Guys and Dolls, which is the show we did earlier this year. I hope there are a few chairs in this venue so we can pull them out and do our little routine for Sit Down, You're Rocking the Boat.
Said to myself, sit down, sit down, you're rocking the boat.
No, babe.
Don't
sorry.
You want to hear that in the club?
I've never heard that in my life. I think I must have zoned out during your actual musical because I don't recall that.
Imagine the bass on that. Okay, if you don't like that, we'll take it a bit more modern, okay? How about Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dream Coat? Yeah, this is a real dance track now.
Any sign of the Prodigy coming up?
Oh,
no.
Okay.
Miles.
Not
rave.
Sexy enough for you. I get it. Okay. How about the 1975 musical Chicago? Okay. This will have everyone getting off with each other. It'll be a real moment.
This is the shifting song, is it?
Yeah, this is the shifting song. This is the two-parter. Half the group go, oh. And the other do the All That Jazz. Oh,
but I suppose it's funny, isn't it? Because a rave technically normally wouldn't have choreography. Whereas a lot of you guys would know the choreography for all of these songs.
Okay, okay. Listen, no, Emma, you want rave songs. Yeah. I give you Hairspray and You Can't Stop the Beat. Come on.
I don't think I'm around on Friday.
I think I'm getting around you here with that one.
I'll give you
one more, and this'll get you on board 100%. Your favorite genre, Emma, rap. This is the Stormzy of musicals, a bit of Hamilton.
I'm past patiently waiting, I'm passionate, I'm smashing every expectation, every action's an act of creation. I'm laughing in the face of casualties of sorrow. The first time I'm thinking past tomorrow.
And I am not throwing away my
Lads.
The Stormzy of musicals.
Come on.
It's my favourite thing.
Are you not absolutely lit to bits after listening to them?
Sorry, babe. I think you're on your own with that. I would be standing out like a sore thumb. I wouldn't know any of the moves.
Guys.
I wouldn't know any of the choreo. I wouldn't know any of the words.
You're dividing the capital of this one, Aisling. Stephen's gotten in touch saying, Aisling, are you in your 70s? But Breeder has messaged saying, oh my God, can I come? We'll leave Emma at home. I'm way more fun than her.
Welcome. In fact, I would love as many people to come as possible and join me in this. All right, if I haven't convinced you this morning, Emma, how about on Friday's show, I perform a true musical rave song. I will write it myself.
Okay,
you can pick the backing. Okay, because I think all you're missing is the bit of bass and the bit of... whatever your lame ass waves have. Okay, so Friday morning, I'm going to give you the final convincing.
Now I'm interested.
With a hand-penned musical rave tune.
Friday morning at this time.
It's on.
Okay, it's on. You're on Spin. Question for you this morning, 087 711 1038. What is your go-to rewatch? Ooh. I'm talking film, I'm talking series, I'm talking a video on YouTube. Something that you just consistently go back to, okay? Mm. The reason I mention this is I'm a persistent rewatcher.
You are.
I've got some kind of comfort in knowing that I enjoyed something. So why would I risk it with a new series or a new movie when I know that I enjoyed something already? And I've got some shows I can consistently go back to. And this was on my mind this week because my boyfriend, Jack, has never watched The Crown, right? And as soon as he expressed some mild interest when flicking through Netflix, I was like, oh, you've not watched The Crown? You're an Englishman. You should.
The irony of an Irish woman showing an Englishman The Crown
is
sort of funny.
You should probably learn a thing or two about your own background, sir. And also, I know deep down that I absolutely loved every second of The Crown and I would love to get stuck in again. So here we are.
So you're watching The Crown again?
Again. Number three? Yeah, third time, yeah. We're at season 3 at the moment.
Emma, you're tipping into West Brit territory.
I know, be careful now. Be careful. them now. Well, that's the thing about me. A 3 rewatch is very low. I've watched Schitt's Creek. I go back to if I'm looking for background noise. I'd say I've started that show 8 times and finished it 8 times.
No way.
I'm not even going to talk about New Girl. New Girl is my comfort show.
You are obsessed with New Girl.
Oh, just if you just need some loving and kindness in your life.
How many times do you think you've watched it?
11, 12.
How many series are there? Loads.
Loads. Yeah, New Girl is packed with episodes in each season as well. So anyway, I'm not ashamed. That's just who I am, and that's fine.
I think it's a personality trait.
I think it is too. Yeah, I think if you're an anxious person, you might as well go back to things that you like. I think they're saying that a bit online. But then this caught my attention this week, which made me feel very reassured. A guy called Mesclist online, he's actually very kind of funny about his first name. He tweeted this. He's a movie buff massively, and he's written this massive essay online about how he has watched Saltburn, the movie featuring Barry Keoghan, 141 times, okay?
What?
And he wrote this huge, very academic looking essay about his observations and his thoughts on the back of his 141st watch.
Stop.
Just a quick quote kind of summarised from it. He said, it wasn't until my 50th-ish watch that I noticed this painting right behind Felix and Oliver. As a French person, it reminded me of this person's art that I never fully understood as a kid nor as a teen. And it goes into how, like, this might be a reflection of what's going on between the relationship of the movie and, you know, level of detail.
Forensic.
Barry Keoghan himself spotted this tweet, reshared it and said, I've read this 141 times, i.e. the essay. Thank you, multiplied by 140, right?
Oh, so that's cute.
Really cute. So with that in mind, I'd love to hear from you, right? What have you rewatched? What's your go-to rewatch? Whether that be a film, whether that be a series, whether that be a YouTube clip. It's got to be not just me.
You don't have to be 141. Absolutely
no,
not.
No.
That's quite a level of insane.
Let us know. 087-711-103. Your voice notes, please. I suppose I'm watching The Crown again with my boyfriend Jack and I'm only thrilled that he hasn't seen it. One thing that if you're a rewatcher you love is when someone hasn't seen it and you get to experience it again with the first timer.
It's like you're watching two things at once. Oh, it's the show class. And them. Yeah, it's cute.
087-711-103 for your go-to rewatch. Ruth was in touch.
Definitely watch The Home Alone 1 and 2 movies over and over and over and over again. They're brilliant.
Sounds like the kids are even fed up.
Yeah, kids in the background, yeah. Again, ma'am. You still talking about Home Alone?
Get in touch and let us know this morning. Joe was on.
For me, it's Brooklyn Nine-Nine. I have watched that at least 10 times, easily. Another one is The Office, the American one.
Okay.
I would just watch it all the time. I love it so much. Yeah, and there's loads of other ones, but they would be the main two go-tos that I would watch over and over again. Have it on in the background, can walk away from it knowing that I can still hear it while I'm doing housework and bits like that. But yeah, so I hear you. Love them.
Totally.
The Office is a big one in our house. If my boyfriend Alex is coming down with something, The Office will be on.
Okay.
To the point where, like, if I hear Michael Scott, I'm like, oh, damn, Alex is sick. It's like literally clockwork.
He's
so
got snotty
funny.
Nose at the beginning. Aisling, Sunny Boy, what's your go-to rewatch?
Oh my God, Grey's Anatomy. It's so good.
Oh, that's a good one.
So good.
Now there's what, 20 seasons of it now? Are they on?
Yeah, I think there is 20 seasons. 20. With Dr. Shepard. Oh my God.
22, amazing. It's
22 so they're on now.
And how many times would you estimate you've rewatched?
I say, now there's so much in it, so I say 3 times, 4 times.
Which is probably worth like 10 rewatches of a normal TV show. Because there's like 20 odd episodes.
I'd say about 4 or 5 months to get through it all.
Yeah, wow. Honestly. I actually did go back and rewatch some of the early Grey's Anatomies back when I was in college, but I have fallen off. I haven't watched the last few seasons, so I think it's even impressive that you're still with it.
100%. And does it still bring out emotion in you?
Yeah, 100%. The older ones are a lot better with Meredith and the older crew. Like,
I know.
They're like Sandra. 110% the best.
But now, would you still be crying and all, even though you know it's coming?
Yeah.
She's about to die.
Like a baby. The certain ones are tearjerkers. Yeah, definitely.
They are indeed. Yeah.
Thanks, Ash.
No problem. Thanks so much.
Bye.
I'm excited because around Christmas time, it'll probably be time for my 56th Sex and the City rewatch. I always have to leave about a year between, so something
is
seems
a
like a surprise.
Is that a Christmas show to you?
Just every 6 months, it's good to start again, you know? Gemma is also there. Gemma, what's your go-to rewatch one?
New Girl and Normal People.
Oh my God! Because Emma was only saying off air yesterday that she's watched Normal People like 3 times as well.
I have. Talk to me about New Girl. Why does that have such a chokehold on you?
Because Schmidt is just life. It's like a cult.
He's everything. I just love Nick so much. And I love Nick and Jess so much.
Yeah, I'm just such a... Like, and Winston as well. Like, I'm a bit of a...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, all the like, so main characters are yourself. Like, I like the side ones.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
And you said as well, when you're looking for a bit of punishment, when you're already sick or maybe you're a bit bleary-eyed after a night out, you go to normal people for a good cry, do you?
Normal people is sad, sick, hungover, and just when I've nothing else to do.
Okay, so there's a mood. And how many times do you reckon you've watched Normal People?
What is it?
How many times do you reckon you've watched Normal People?
I think I watch it every 3 months since it came out.
Excellent. You're a bit of me, Gemma. Keep it going, girl. You know you like it.
It's just that, yeah.
You're a creature of habit. Yeah, that too. Thanks, Gemma.
Kate, what is yours?
I will consistently rewatch the Tom Fletcher wedding speech, minimum of once a month.
Hang on. Tom Fletcher from McFly, you're rewatching his speech at his wedding.
Yeah, he turned loads of the McFly songs into his wedding speech instead of doing a speech, and it is sensational.
Wow, I wasn't aware of this.
I might have heard of this.
Producer Callum has just grabbed it for us, okay? Let's all listen together. One sec. Here you go. This will be your monthly rewatch.
Yeah, you can sing along. Yeah.
This will be the second time this month.
Okay, perfect. A bonus.
I'm saying thanks to my ushers, my manager, and G's brother. There's so much that I could say. Georgina, you're now my sister-in-law. But Georgina, you were like a sister before. I've married this girl who's out of this world. Believe me.
Aww, okay.
That's unreal.
I get it. That's very sweet. What does it do for
it's
you? Just
so
give you all
sweet.
The warm, fuzzy feels, does it?
It's just so wholesome. It makes me feel happy.
Do you know the words?
I know all of the words.
Are you like, thanks to my ashes?
Quite literally.
And Kate, on that note, it does remind me, 6 months won't go by and I'll watch the Susan Boyle X Factor or the Britain's Got Talent performance.
Incredible.
Amazing. Yeah. Spine-tingling stuff.
It's in the same category as
it is,
that. Yeah.
All right, Kate, legends. Thanks a mil. Glad we gave you
Thank
your kicks
you.
This morning. Bye-bye.
Have a great day.
Bye.
087-711-103 to get in touch. Jay was on.
Oh, The Sopranos. It's on in the background. Someone's coming in from work, turn it on, leave it on. Wife comes home. She's like, please tell me you're not watching that again. I'm not watching it. I'm just listening to what's on in the background. It's my happy place.
Yeah,
so
guns.
Dark as well.
Like massive
Violence.
Shootouts. It's just like, on in the
anxiety.
Background. Lovely.
Chilla standing by as well. What's your go-to rewatch, Chilla?
I'm not ashamed to admit it's Twilight Saga. I'd watch it on repeat so much.
Oh, Chilla, you're a brave woman.
Do you know what? I haven't watched it in years. I'd love to go back to it.
I actually just rewatched it. I paid €4 each for the rental, except the first one.
Ah, Chilla, surely you have it on DVD at this stage, no?
I don't even have a DVD player. No, I don't.
You need to get it just a second. When I was on the flights there last week, they had the entire Twilight saga on the flights. So I was like, who is watching this?
Chilla.
Oh,
obviously.
Yes, that's it.
Jacob or Edward?
I don't know. Oh, Edward, maybe.
You're still conflicted. And how many times would you say you've watched
the
whole lot?
It's not their body. It's not their physical appearance. You know, it's the way they treat. It's the way they treat her.
Darling,
it's the
way.
It's the fact that they die for her and they carry her on the palm of their hands. That's it.
You need to watch it a few more times and make your decision.
Yeah.
Thanks, hon.
All right. Thanks, girls. See you.
Please
welcome Ella Henderson.
Spin's fully charged.
Emma, Dave, and Ashling in the morning.
Filthy Rich. Ella Henderson and Filthy Rich on Spin Morning.
Yes, Ella. That's so good.
Yeah, you're about 3 weeks too late with that reaction.
Guys, I was in Mexico. They weren't playing Ella Henderson in Mexico, let me tell you. There's loads of new songs. That's brilliant. God. I should leave the show for 2 weeks more often.
Have you not heard that yet?
No, I didn't know the Sailor song either.
We're all sick of it.
Gigi Perez.
I'm joking, we're not sick of it yet. It's a really good song, isn't it?
It's so funny that she's like English and she's like, in Georgia. Good for her.
It's her first proper solo single in like 3 years.
Yeah, you and know? She's doing the country vibe.
Mm.
Holidays again.
Has it just washed over you, or did you hear the sentiment of the song?
Oh, definitely washed over me. Tell me what it's about.
Ashling, I don't need no money. She's talking about how her friends is like, her mom's cooking is the best, and without all her lovely people in her life, she'd have nothing.
Ah, Ash, that's lovely.
Isn't that lovely? The same girl probably has millions in the bank. You know, it's me.
Dublin travel with Just Eat. No time for breakfast? Get yourself sorted on Just Eat.
And a lovely, lovely rich girl.
Yeah, lovely,
lovely rich girl saying she doesn't need money.
It doesn't matter about money at all. All right, it's going up.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. I like it, yeah. Just wanna
wake up with Emma, Dave, and Ashley. Emma, Dave and Ashley. Spins Fully Charged is on. Let's go.
Hello there. Good morning. Hope all is good.
A very funny thing happened in the studio yesterday when I was chatting to producer Callum. So it's been slightly documented on the show that Callum is attending a cooking class. It's on every Monday night in Fairview.
Yes, in Merino College. It is honestly not sponsored. The best thing I have ever done.
I actually love this for you.
It's a 10-week cooking class. Every week we make something new. I've made like a chickpea curry.
Yummy.
And
Singapore noodles.
Singapore. Oh, yeah, the noodles. They
were
fantastic.
You've made loads of new friends and all the rest
as
well.
Yeah, so much fun.
And when Callum goes on the cooking course, he kind of documents it over on his Instagram. So he puts up like a picture of the ingredients and kind of says, guess what we're going to make?
It's Cooking with Callum. It's a new series every Monday, 5 p.m.
Yeah, you put up like two stories. It's not exactly loads
Yeah, I was
kind of
looking for more.
It's at least three a week.
Not a single reel. No.
No, I don't do reels.
Yeah.
So he then put up the finished product, which was the dinner. And he.
It was a bit measly now, that dinner, wasn't it?
It was a bit.
My presentation skills aren't the best.
I just think, as well, it's more of a starter for me. I'd be starving if that was my dinner.
There was a lot more, but because I was eating it there and I wanted to eat more at home, I was only having a small bit.
Well, there you go.
So the meal contained an aubergine. And when he posted that, I was trying to guess what it was. And then he revealed what it was. And yesterday I was chatting to Callum and I said. I go, how was your babushka last night? And he started doing that.
Yeah.
Absolutely creased himself laughing. And then I was like, what's babushka? And tell me what you told me.
A babushka is a small Russian woman.
An old Russian woman, like a grandmother. Like a Russian grandmother is called a babushka.
I've never heard of that in my life.
The meal that he had was moussaka. Of also Baba Ganoush, which is another aubergine thing. Babushka.
Yeah, next week I'm going to be cooking babushka.
Next week I'm going to be cooking Irish granny.
Spins Fully Charged with Now.
A lot of election chat this morning, of course, but we do have to remember that our own general election is going to be taking place in the next few weeks. I think Simon Harris teased there that it will be called by the end of the week.
Like the way Cardi B would tease a new song.
Yeah. Election's going to drop by the end of the week.
Did he post a little clip?
Yeah.
A little video teaser.
Yeah, like on his Instagram. He's dropping little reels.
Nuggets.
And here at Spin, we want to make sure that your voice is heard.
Yes, absolutely. We want to make sure that you get yourself over to checktheregister.ie to make sure that you're there and you're legible and you're in the right place. And if you've moved house, of course, since the last election, to make sure that you can vote in the right area, etc.
Yeah, because once the election's called, it's going to be 3 weeks at least before it's on. And then I think that Check the Register closes 14 days before the election date.
Oh, wow.
So you may as well.
So now is the time.
It really,
really
is. And if you have been looking at the news at all this morning, you will know the importance of having your say.
Yeah, if you feel a little bit deflated this morning, that's just a reminder for all of us, I suppose, to make sure we get out there.
Yeah, and the frustration of not being able to have your say. So it is obviously really important. And over in America, they went to the polls yesterday. Seems like a done deal. But something I do want to chat about in relation to the American election is a thing that was happening across the states, mainly in New York City for some reason, that I really think we need to adopt here. And that was that loads of businesses gave out freebies to people who were wearing their I voted sticker.
Oh, good stuff.
Yeah. I feel like over in America, they're really strong on being like, vote, just vote.
Especially over the last 8 years.
Like more so than we are here. And that's why I think we need to be more like that. But I think a few freebies now in town would be a good incentive to get out there and vote.
Why
on
not?
The day
yeah.
here. So a load of this stuff that was going for free yesterday in America was available in New York. But then some of them were kind of nationwide. So do you know that crowd Lime? They do like the electric scooters and bikes.
Oh, yeah.
They were giving away free bike and scooter rides to help you get to your polling station.
Great idea.
Which was good. Uber offered 50% off journeys to polling stations. In a bar in New York, a drag queen hosted an election watch party, which had free pizza for all.
Very good.
Oh. Nice. Junior's restaurant and bakery in New York offered half-price cheesecake slices. Just what you need after putting your ex in the box. Krispy Kreme offered one free glazed donut to everyone with their nice. With their I voted stickers. Other food freebies included a free bagel, free hot dog, a free cookie, and a free milkshake. All extremely American things.
Yeah, of course.
Things. Yeah. An arcade in New York called Spin. Offered a free hour-long game of ping pong for voters.
Excellent.
Which was so random, but I loved it. And then IKEA were giving away free frozen yogurt all day to shoppers.
Ah.
I think they should have given away free pillows to scream into the next morning. But how and ever. Mm. That's what they're doing over in the States.
Not a bad shout at all, like you said, to bring something like that here. A bit of incentive.
Definitely. Mm. Yeah. Free immersion. Free chicken fillet rolls.
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
Free wooden spoons.
Real modern of you, actually. Yeah, yeah, very yeah. cool. Emma Nash with you. Dave off today and for the next week or so. Came across this story this morning and I learned quite quickly what I would absolutely not do with a winning lotto ticket.
Oh.
Let's say you know they're your numbers, you know you have the winning ticket and you can't collect it for 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
What this pair have done, they're in a joint syndicate, is something that would literally, I don't know if it's the bit of OCD that I have or what, but yeah. no way would I be doing this. This pair from Limerick, they've gone and collected their massive winnings, 5.5 million, right?
Wow.
But they hid the ticket in a really unusual place because they were sitting there watching the telly, realised it was their numbers. They've been doing the same one for years. Apparently were so distracted that they couldn't remember what happened in Fair City afterwards, which came straight on after the episode.
Oh no!
They had a jar, I imagine like a pasta sauce jar left over from their dinner.
Yeah.
Washed it out, put the winning ticket into it, went out to the back garden and buried it.
Stop.
I just can't get my head around.
What?
You could not. I would need that thing literally more or less glued
yeah,
to my body.
Tattooed.
Like almost inside the padding of my bra.
I was just going to say, like if I was like, what's the closest thing to me? It would be in my bra, yeah.
And I would have it on the left-hand side, right over my heart, just keeping an eye on things.
Yeah.
I can't imagine going to bed at night being like, good night out in the garden lotto ticket.
Honestly.
That a fox or a cat or anyone, anything is capable of digging up.
A mole.
If anyone got wind of it, especially because they're a two-person syndicate. Let's just say it was me and you let slip to someone. You just couldn't contain it. And they knew where your winning ticket was out in the garden. Absolutely not. Nor love nor money, I wouldn't be burying it out there.
So were they in it together or was there a bigger syndicate?
The two-person
just
syndicate.
The two of them.
So they're going to get a huge, like what, over 2.5 mil each, which is incredible.
And why weren't they allowed to collect for 3 weeks?
I actually don't know. I'm not sure why they couldn't go immediately, but they realised, obviously, that it needs to be kept very safe for a couple of weeks. And they decided this was the best way to do it. I can't imagine going to sleep at night knowing there's 5.5 million worth of a ticket lying in my garden.
It's like burying the actual cash.
It is.
It's kind of the same.
I was thinking of some places I would be inclined to keep it. Number one would be inside the bra, but then I'd be conscious it might get a little bit creased. What if the words aren't readable?
Yeah. Sweaty. Look, producer Callum said it.
Look, listen, it was right there.
I would have rather one of the women in the room said it rather than the judgmental man.
Yeah.
But yeah, sweaty.
I think you're talking about the underboob sweat. That's quite common. Yeah, we don't want that.
Thank you. It's been a tough day for women, Callum.
Yeah,
thanks very
Callum.
Much.
We didn't need that as well. All right, thanks. I was thinking if you want to do the whole berry thing, grand, but do it in a jar in your house plant. Beside your bed.
Yeah,
so you can keep a very close eye on it. I'm talking for any like potential thieves and stuff that it would be safe.
Yeah.
Any kind of a Tupperware box in the back of the fridge, okay?
Oh,
have
yeah.
a few carrots in there, no one's going in there.
And like no thief is going to be like, oh, I'm going in for that back Tupperware.
Yeah, no, definitely nasty. At the back. Yeah, it's always quite nasty. In a pocket of a jacket in a smelly wash bag beside the washing machine.
Okay.
Now, this would only be if you live alone and no one else is going to put on that wash.
Is that not... Okay, is that not risky, though? What if you forgot and you put in on the wash?
What thief is going to come in and go through your washing?
Oh, that's true, that's, too. Yeah.
A Hoover bag in the Hoover.
Yeah. Oh,
dangerous.
What? Again, dangerous. Like, if you forget.
If you what, sorry?
If you forget.
Yeah, and then you just throw the Hoover bag out and then that's the lottery ticket gone.
Who on earth is going to know they have a 5.5 million euro lotto ticket in their Hoover and then throw the Hoover bag out?
This is true. This is true.
Blue tack it to the back of the clock that you have hanging up in the sitting room.
That's good.
Or in the back of a photo frame, I think would be a good one. I've really thought about this morning.
Oh, yeah.
This really
God,
bothered
you went
me.
Deep.
I did, because it just bothered me so much that they took this gamble. Again, a family album. Anything that's flickable like that, thieves don't have time to go through your family albums.
Yeah.
I don't imagine.
Hidden stuff is always in the back of photos.
And finally, thieves, 90% of the time, I believe, are male. Don't think they're going to go through your tampon box.
Oh, that's a good one.
Isn't it? Down the bottom of your Tampax.
Big time.
I just can't get my head around the idea of heading out to the garden and burying 5.5 million quid for 3 weeks.
If I was in Limerick right now, I'd be going around gardens and checking for holes.
Don't do that.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Sabrina Carpenter and Please, Please, Please on your number one hit music station. You're listening to Spain. Good morning.
Morning.
Aisling, are you excited?
I am.
I'm actually really looking forward to this tomorrow. What an adventure.
It really will be.
All this week on the show, we're teaming up with Transport for Ireland. We're celebrating their 90-minute fare with the TFI Leap Card. And as you know, and if you don't know, you can use multiple modes of applicable TFI services in Dublin within the 90 minutes for one fare, which is so cool. You can get anywhere you want to be for like a couple of quid.
And you can tap on multiple different modes within that 90 minutes. It's class. So we're giving away €200 worth of TFI Leap Cards all this week and next week. And in order for us to get them to you, we are coming to you, okay? And it's going to be me today. I said, no matter where you are, I don't mind. Let me know once you're in that 90 minute zone. I'll come to you today and we're about to find out where I'm going.
Just to say as well, the 90 minute zone, we're looking at the map here, goes down as far as Bray, over as far as Maynooth and up nearly about to Rushen Lusk.
Yep.
So like quite a vast area. So don't feel like you're too far away. Chance your arm, let us know where you are.
Goes into the sea as well. I wonder, can I head out there?
Do they do boats? We're looking for you, Kira, and your number ends in 86.
Hello.
Kira, it's Emma, Aisling and Spin. How are you?
Not too bad, how are you?
Good. Hey Kira, my new best friend. What's up, girl?
What's up, how are you?
What are you up to? You in work?
Yeah, in work, currently writing on the LY board, so I am.
Oh, are you a teacher, Kira?
No, I'm not. Jeez, no, no, no. Well, I tell you, they go on my kids sometimes, but no, no.
Who else has a whiteboard? I'm trying to think. An office.
No, it's just basically writing up their targets for the month and stuff like that.
Oh, very
exciting.
Good.
Very good.
Hope you're not going too hard on them, Kira.
No.
Kira,
no,
tell us, where in the 90 minute zone are you right now?
I am in Bracken Business Park in Sandyford.
Oh, very good. You're Southside girl. Very
in
good.
In Sandyford. Yeah. Right. I wouldn't be too familiar with Sandyford, so this will be a fun
this
adventure
for me. This is where
you
get your nose checked.
Sending you on an adventure.
Yeah, so I've done the old route map for you, Aisling.
Nice.
So this is how we're going to get to Kira this morning. You're going to leave the office and you're going to go and get the green line from St Stephen's Green to Sandyford.
Lovely.
You're going to get off the Sandyford Lewis and then you're going to change onto a go-ahead Island bus service. The S8 to City West, and then from there you're going to have a very short walk to the office.
How many stops are on my bus?
Two stops.
You could walk from the Lewis now, so you could.
Look, we've got to use as much public transport as possible.
Is the point in the 90 minute fare, Kira, if I'm doing walking.
Kira, listen, she's on her way to you now, alright? The best of luck. €200 worth of TFI Perfect. Leap cards coming your way this morning.
Thanks so much. You're very good.
See you soon.
Bye.
All right, Aisling Shin.
Right. I'm off to Ballybracken or something. Is that the name of the Bracken Business Park. I'm going to have a look at this woman's whiteboard.
Yeah, they have a lovely big Duns down in Sandyford. If you want to see a little nose around there.
I might scribble out a little zero off one of the targets just to go easy on them.
You could do it. I'll meet you there for a boxing class later in Sandyford.
All right.
Listen,
Aisling,
off you go. Bye-bye.
I'm going to pull out the headphones now. Hang on now. This is the proof. Oof. Off I go. See
you. We'll give you another chance to win with TFI tomorrow. I'll be making my way to you then. In the meantime, here's Becky Hill and Outside of Love. You're listening to Spin.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.